honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're here with me today on Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off. Andrea, hello. I am also very happy to have Gayathri Ramprasad. She is a founder and president of Asha International, a nonprofit organization promoting personal, organizational, and community wellness. And she's the author of a fantastic memoir, Shadows in the Sun, Healing from Depression and Finding the Light Within. Hi, Gayathri.
Namaste, Lisa. It's such a joy to be with you.
It's so nice to have you on. I've had the pleasure of speaking with Gayathri before, and I was so moved by her story. Gayathri, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? And then I'd love to talk about some natural ways that you utilize and that you recommend in Asha International to help people with their depression.
Well, absolutely. You know, first and foremost, there's 350 million people, men, women, and children, struggling with depression around the world, and I was one of them. And like many of them, my family and I were very ignorant about depression and other mental health issues. So for decades, wandered through the dark alleys of depression, alone, afraid, ashamed, having no understanding of what it was or how to cope with it. But fortunately, the long story short, literally getting locked up in a isolation cell in a psych ward set me free to educate myself about the debilitating impact of depression, what depression is, how to cope with it, and the best remedies and treatments that are available out there. And it is in that darkest moment of my life that I had an awakening, that I could either die cursing the darkness or I could light a candle and be a messenger of hope and healing. And I'm glad I chose the latter. And so for the last, several decades of my life, at least 3 decades of my life, I have dedicated every moment and every breath to educating myself about depression and then in turn educating the global community. And wellness, 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 that's always been the focus. It's not about the illness, but about pathways to health and healing. And so there's a lot of wonderful effective treatments, modalities that exist around the world. And I'm just going to share a few things that have been phenomenally helpful in transforming my life. This show is about holistic wellness, and I'd like to touch upon, to start off with, breath, the incredible healing power of breath. So there's an ancient form of deep breathing techniques called pranayama that originated in my home country of India. And ironically, it was American teachers here in America that taught me these skills, including skills of transcendental meditation, yet another life-transforming practice, and yoga, yet another practice that truly, truly has changed my life in ways that I could have never expected or believed. So, pranayama and transcendental meditation and yoga are some of the ways that people around the world, not just those that were born and raised in India, have the access to these skills, right? So I encourage you and our listeners to give it a try. There's incredible healing powers within each of us, inherent in each of us, that just needs to be awakened and practiced and integrated into our lives.
Yeah, I agree. You mentioned India. Talk to us a little bit about what it was like for you growing up in India and about some misconceptions about depression, both there and here.
Certainly, growing up in India, I was born in 62, so my struggle started later on in the 70s, mid-late 70s. We had no concept or no words. Even now, in all of the many, many languages that exist in India, there isn't a word to refer to depression. So I grew up in a family, as loving and educated as we were, completely ignorant about depression and mental health issues. And so I had no vocabulary to give voice to the horror that I was experiencing. So not just me, but my family, but even the physicians, which I went to, many of them experts, everybody focused on the psychosomatic symptoms, the physical symptoms of depression, which there are many, but nobody ever looked beyond and behind the veil to see what was happening emotionally, psychologically, psychosocially. And so it was a great time of crisis and of pain and of confusion in my life and my family's life. In terms of the misperceptions, cultural misperceptions about mental illness, depression and mental illness at large in India. And it's still ongoing. The understanding is both scientific and superstitious. So there's a lot of people, including my family, we thought I was touched by the evil eye. Perhaps this was a retribution for my past sins. You know, perhaps I was possessed by demonic spirits. Perhaps I was lazy. And on, you know, the misconceptions went on, you know, all the way to believing that I was crazy. You know, not only that I was lazy, but I was crazy, right? So it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see these misperceptions continue to persist in our psyches, the world around. So that was, you know, some of the misperceptions that I grew up in India. Here in the U.S., you know, of course, it's much more of, you know, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and tough it out. Well, we don't say tough it out to somebody that's struggling with cancer, do we? Or diabetes mm-hmm. or heart disease. And yet we do. When we talk to people that are struggling with mental health issues, we expect them to just pull themselves out of whatever the hell that, you know, they're struggling through. And it's inhumane. It's very, very difficult for somebody that is struggling with depression to just pull themselves up by the bootstraps or just will themselves out of this disease or pray themselves out of this disease. So these misperceptions really entrap people like myself into lives of shame and secrecy and silence and needless suffering. And the truth is, our truth, when spoken, when shared, when accepted with compassion and support, our truth will set us free, that depression, like other mental health issues, is just part of the human experience, and so is health and healing.
You are so eloquent. I'm completely caught up in everything you're saying. I would love to know, when you were at the bottom, what did you first do when you said, okay, I can die or I can get some help? Where did you go first?
Within myself. You know, Lisa, wow. All the years that led up to that moment, I had always looked outward, hoping that someone or something could chase these demons away, could make me whole, could make me healthy and well again. And yet, in that isolation cell, stripped of all freedom, dignity, hope, and humanity, for the first time in my life, I went within. And thank God I did, because there within me was the strength that I had sought in others. There within me was the light that I had so desperately longed to find in my journey through darkness. There within despair, I found hope. And I found strength and peace and hope and light that I had long searched outside of me. And this determination, this fierce determination, and the knowledge more than anything, that I had all the tools to recover and to thrive again. And if you have to ask me, what was the one tool? Belief. Belief in my inherent power to heal and become whole.
Where do you think that belief came from? Especially growing up with all the misconceptions.
A lot of struggle, a lot of searching. You know, I had done all of that for nearly 10 years of my life. And a lot of angels in my path, you know, it is the undying love that I had for my daughter and wanting to do right by her. It is the compassion that I had found amidst the so-called crazy people, the lunatics in the psych ward, there that I found compassion and love and acceptance that I had never found elsewhere in the world of normals. There were healthcare professionals that for the first time reminded me how strong I was, not that I was weak, not that I was crazy, not that I was possessed, but I was a strong woman and that I had
Gayatri,
the power.
You are amazing. I feel terrible. We are out of time. Make sure to check out Gayatri Ramprasad.com. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. Thank you so much for listening and stay well.